broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Woodstock, Georgia, it's time for Cherokee Business Radio. Now, here's your host.
And welcome back to the Woodstock Kid Biz Expo. I'm Sharon Klein, and I am so happy to speak to Layla Deerdorf. Happy to have her in our little booth area. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you for coming over and telling us about your business. What is it called?
Dip It Good. It's like dry dip mixes that you can put in stuff.
Dry dip mixes. Dip It Good. All right. So how did you come up with this business?
So my best friend, her mom also helps with this, and her middle daughter runs a cotton candy business that kind of like inspired all of us.
Oh.
And so then I was like the third one to do it, and I love dips, and my dad likes dips, and we kind of just formed.
So did you come up with the different combinations of seasonings?
Yes.
And things?
Yes.
How did you come up with them? Did you just try them out different ways?
Well, I picked like my favorite, like if somebody was like gonna purchase them, I picked my favorite.
What's your favorite?
Perfect.
Perfect.
Perfectly perfect.
Perfectly perfect? What's in perfectly perfect?
Secret.
Ooh, we're just going to have to come
Mystery.
And try it.
Yes.
Okay, so is that one that you sell the most of?
Yes.
Perfectly perfect. Okay, so did you and your dad kind of like get a bunch of different seasonings and spices and put them all together and try them out?
Yes. So after I had a somewhat generic idea of the flavors I wanted, I went to Google and I researched like what ingredients I would need.
That's smart.
And I went to the store, we bought them all, and then I tried stuff out. Like this is too peppery or stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I edited formula, if that's a word.
What things can you put in the dry dips? What kind of bases can you use?
If it would go well with cream cheese, like I have a cinnamon cheesecake one.
You don't just have savory ones, you have sweet ones?
Well, I have one sweet one.
Okay.
Cinnamon roll cheesecake. And then I have all the rest are sour cream, but like you can do like vegetarian, vegan options, stuff like that.
Wow, you worked really hard to kind of make sure you're covering a lot of bases. Mm-hmm. Was that a surprise to you how hard you had to work to do that, or was it that hard?
Well, my family is like a bunch of entrepreneurs, so I kind of like
really?
Grew up in that. Yeah.
I kind of
knew
cool.
what you needed to do.
I'm sorry. Is this Harry Styles that you're kind of jamming
song.
To right
yeah.
now? Well, a lot of people do. Well, so you've got kind of a good support system helping you to
yes.
to decide how you'd like to make this work. And who came up with the name?
My mom. She's a graphic designer.
Oh, man. You've got it set.
Design studio. Yeah, she like made my logo and was like, what if we do Dip It Good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So where can people find information about your business? Are you online?
Yes.
Where can they find you?
I have a Facebook page called Dip It Good Canton, I believe.
Okay.
And it has, like, my story and all of that. You can order, or just at, like, these expos, you can come and talk to me.
Yeah, I know. What I love is that you can have people come by and taste the different ones just to see what they like. It's
yes.
hard to describe, I'm sure, exactly what it tastes
yeah.
like. So is there something that surprised you about being a young business owner? What surprised you the most?
Whenever you like aren't in like an all kids setting, a lot of people just find you like cute, like oh, but then like they don't do anything because like an adult's gonna have a bigger business, and then they buy from them, and you're like, what about me?
You think they don't take you seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, that is surprising. It's nice that there are some kid ones, though, where everyone's a kid and you don't feel like you're left out or something.
Yeah, my mom is the owner.
Oh, well, hey. Then you've got a perfect setup here. So do you have some words of wisdom or maybe a little piece of advice that you could give to a person who's interested in starting their own business, but they're a young person?
You have to, like, love it. My sister, she tried multiple businesses just because, like, she saw me making money, but she didn't love any of them. It was just to make money.
So
and it's not going to stick. It's not going to be fun sitting here for 5 hours.
If you don't love it.
Yeah.
Wait, did I ask how old you are?
I'm 13.
You're 13. Okay, I meant to ask. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you're pretty young to be able to kind of understand the importance of the emotion behind it, right? Because I think a lot of people have an idea, but you're right. There is, like, a lot. If you don't love it, you're going to be miserable, even with the money, you know? Aw. Well, I'm so happy you came by and kind of gave me some inspiration for dinner tonight, I think, and maybe dessert.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. And if everyone wants to come down to the expo, please stop by the booth and try some perfect Perfectly Perfect. I think that one's the one I might be getting. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you coming by. You're so cute, Layla.
Thank you.
Sure. Bye.
Bye.